issue. Lying is a major sin, and in some instances, it also breaks the fast. Attributing a lie to Allah, the Holy Prophet, or the Imams, and even to Lady Fatima al-Zahra and all other prophets, according to obligatory precaution, breaks the fast. Question. If a person attributes a lie to the Holy Prophet or the Imams in written form, what is the ruling? Answer. According to obligatory precaution, his fast breaks, even if he writes the lie. Note. 1. There is no difference between attributing a lie verbally or in written form. Even if done by indication, it breaks the fast. 2. If a person, after attributing the lie, confesses that he lied, the ruling does not change. 3. If a person is certain that the Holy Prophet or an Imam said something, but later on found out it was not true, his fast is in order. Issue. If a person merely quotes a lie that was created by someone else, his fast is not broken. Question. If a fasting person attributes a lie to the jurists or the narrators of hadith, is his fast broken? Answer. No, except if it entails attributing a lie to Allah or the Holy Prophet or the Imams. In which case, according to obligatory precaution, his fast is void. Note. 1. If a fasting person intentionally does not pray his namaz, his fast is in order, even though he has committed a major sin, and must perform the qada of that namaz. 2. A person who touches a corpse can fast without performing ghusl. Even if he touches it while fasting, his fast does not break. However, for all his other acts of worships, for example, namaz, he must perform the ghusl of touching a corpse. General rule, if any of the fast breakers are performed forgetfully or unintentionally, the fast is not broken. Issue. If a person intends to break a compulsory fast, even if he does not commit the act, the validity of his fast is problematic. As an obligatory precaution, he should complete the fast and then keep its qada. Question. Does listening to music break the fast? Answer. No. But listening to haram music is forbidden. Masturbation. Issue. Masturbation is that a person plays with himself to the extent that he achieves ejaculation. This act is haram and requires ghusl once ejaculation is achieved. Question. A person, quote-unquote, plays with himself without the intention of reaching, quote-unquote, climax during the month of Ramadan. However, unintentionally, he ejaculates. Is his fast void? Answer. If ejaculation was not something he would usually experience with this type of activity, and he ejaculated unintentionally, his fast is still in order. However, if he knew that by playing with himself, he would become junub, or that his habit was that by this activity he would reach climax, and yet he still did it, this is counted as intentional janaba and has the ruling of qada and kafara. Question. If a person intentionally masturbates till climax in the month of Ramadan, does he have to give both kafaras, that is, fasting 2 months and feeding 60 needy people? Answer. According to recommended precaution, both should be done, but not compulsory. That is, one is sufficient. Issue. Looking at a non-mahram with lust does not break the fast, but lessens the blessings and rewards of it. Issue. If a person has lustful and illicit thoughts, but prevents himself from ejaculation, his fast is in order. However, if a person does so with the intention of ejaculation, but fails to do so, the validity of his fast is problematic. As an obligatory precaution, he should complete the fast and then also do its qada later on. Issue. Sexual intercourse invalidates the fast. Even if only penetration takes place, and there is no ejaculation. Issue: a man who is not able to fast is not allowed to force his wife to have intercourse with him. And if he forces her to, he is liable of paying her kafara, even though her fast, if she participated throughout, unwillingly, does not become invalid. Issue: a person who is a traveler in the month of Ramadan and prays shortened prayer, intercourse for him is not haram, but it is makruh.